So as we have said, we actually want to find the W1, W2 to make R2 a contraction. Of course, for sufficiently small W1, W2, this is always satisfied, but I actually want to find the largest possible W1, W2 in the sense that actually W1, W2 satisfy a certain inequality. This is coming from if you want R2 to be a contraction, then the W1, W2 has to satisfy an inequality where a diagonal matrix W1 tilde W2 inverse and W2 W2 tilde inverse, it has to be greater than or equal to L1, L2, L3 matrices, where L1, L2, L3 are coming from a big linear fractional transformation, which all the details can be found from the book, all the suitable references. Now, of course, the question is, what do we mean by the largest? Okay, there algorithms have been developed by Goddard and Glover, where actually they find W1, W2 to minimize or actually maximize the determinant of W1 tilde W1 and determinant of W2 tilde. And there are, of course, there are possibly other algorithms to maybe maximizing the singular values and so on. But in general, this algorithm can be fairly complicated. There are actually algorithms developed that is available in the literature that you can find a W1, W2 satisfy the contraction properties. And in fact, what you really want to do is to find the lowest possible W1, W2 and a maximum at the largest W1, W2. The lowest order, but a maximum in some sense, so that the contraction property is satisfied. So after you have done that, and then all the problem becomes a model reduction problem, as we already said in Chapter 7.